Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Psachim 114, Psachim 114, talking about a heavenly voice. You ever hear a heavenly voice? I'll explain in a minute. The Gemara talks about in 114, the law accords with the opinion of Beis Hillel. The Gemara asks, this is obvious. A heavenly voice has issued and declared that the halacha always follows Beis Hillel. And the notes point out the Gemara in Erevin relates that after 3 years of dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to whose view the halacha follows in their legal arguments, a heavenly voice was heard to declare that Beis Hillel's view prevails. There are six examples, I think Ya'al Kagam is the acronym maybe, where Beis Shammai actually rules and wins, but in general we go like Beis Hillel. Why then does the Braisa endorse Beis Hillel's ruling in this specific case? The Gemara answers, if you prefer, say that this Braisa was taught before the heavenly voice declared that the halacha always follows Beis Hillel, and if you prefer, say that the Braisa was in fact taught after the heavenly voice ratified Beis Hillel's opinion. But it's consistent with the view of Rabbi Yeshua, who said we pay no heed to a heavenly voice in resolving halachic disputes. And the Gemara explains in the notes about that, but in general, we're going to focus on the idea of a heavenly voice in general. Do you ever hear a heavenly voice? Is a heavenly voice ever in your mind? It might not be that you hear voices in your head, because then we'd worry about different aspects and the like, and mental health-wise. But what I mean about a heavenly voice is that in your heart, in your soul, you feel Hashem guiding you. You feel Hashem moving you in a certain direction. I could tell you many times in the past years I've actually felt this, where Hashem is guiding me in a specific certain direction. Starting with about 3 years ago, when Hashem said to me, you know, you've always, didn't say to me, but I thought to myself through putting Hashem putting it in my mind, you know, I always loved radio. I always loved audio. What can I do with it? I'm not going to be on the radio right now, but why don't we look into this brand new thing, podcast that came up in the last number of years, basically pre-recorded audio segments that could be released to the world. What can we do with it? So let me be an OT by day, but my side aspect, let's see how we could help people more through pre-recorded audio segments. So let's keep it to 10 minutes so people don't lose interest. ADHD generation, let's keep it simple. What can I do with my favorite sefer of all time, Pirkei Avos? Let's talk audio segments and Mishnah per day. It takes almost the whole school year to get through. We can use a different commentary every year. What can I do on the Talmud? The Talmud is very difficult for me to get through, but there must be some tiny practical lesson we could do every day. And it used to be a minute, then we moved it to about 3 minutes. Sometimes it's five. A little short snippet on the daf. What can we talk about the Parsha? Find a verse or so and find a lesson for the week, a couple of 30 minutes or so. And what can we do with the lecture series? Take a topic and go through it extensively for an hour or so. And then Hashem recently said, you know, here's an idea for you. Here's the heavenly voice I'm putting inside of you. You love Where's Waldo? Try to think of a Jewish concept, a Jew version of it. So I sat down, I thought of a whole story, I thought of a whole series of books, I thought of a family, a main character, a wife, three kids, a cousin, a goldfish, and different items to find throughout pictures. And I sent it off to my friend's friend we found, who's an illustrator doing an excellent job, and she made a pitch. And we made a first page, and now we're working on a second page. Different ideas Hashem gets, you have to follow through, you have to do with it. Hashem gave me the ability to write and to play music, so I sit down and I play my guitar. Anything Hashem gives, we have to do it. Any heavenly voice we ourselves have, we have to do something with it. And trying to study for the rabbinate just to be able to have that also for the future. Different things in the mind, we have to go about it. And also the BTL last summer, going through the letter of the Ramban. Anything, anytime we feel a certain passion in our mind, a passion in our heart, a passion in our soul, it's Hashem's heavenly voice talking to us. It doesn't have to actually be a voice that we hear in our head. It doesn't have to actually be a voice screaming outside your house to the masses, but a voice in your heart. You hear, you feel, this is something I must do. Oh, this is exactly what I was meant to do in our life. This is the aha moment, the eureka moment. What am I supposed to do with my life? Oh, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. When I worked in Haskin, a camp for special needs, I said, this is the camp I want to be at, and I want to work with kids in my life. I want to be an OT. That was my moment of my profession. A lot of people are in the wrong profession, not following their passions, their loves, their desires of what to do in this world. Aisha explains, I think Ms. Riegler says, if you could do anything in your entire life, wouldn't have to worry about time, wouldn't have to worry about money, what would you do? Would you be a bank teller if you love working with pets? Would you be working as a science teacher if you love running trains? Doesn't make any sense. You have to follow what you love to do. Take your passion, take your love, listen to your inner voice from Hashem. Make a difference in this world. Make an impact in this world. Take your talents, your creative abilities, your innate abilities. You're the only one that will ever exist. There's never anybody before you that was like you or now that is you or in the future that is you. You're the only one that will exist. You're supposed to make an exact mark in this world doing what you're supposed to do. Listen to your inner voice from Hashem guiding you, telling you what to do. Follow your passion, follow your love, do something with it, and make your mark in this world. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 115, Pesachim 115 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.